This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again. He's been on walkabout. He's probably going to say he was actually working. But he was going where guns are. I don't find that to be particularly laborious. Joining me now, as he is back off the road, he is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, is one young Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Good to be back.
I want to hear about this. This is interesting to me. Right off the I pop on. See, when I know you're coming on, I don't look at your website at all. I don't go look at it. I want to pop on there, and I want the interest begins to well. So let's talk about moral and ethical concerns, proposals to decouple firearms and ammunition sales from conservation.
Yeah, well, as some of your listeners will surely know, every time you buy a gun or ammunition in this country, you pay a tax.
Sure.
Called the Pittman-Robertson Act, an excise tax that goes to support conservation. In the United States, and over the years, since this was enacted back, I think, in the 30s, billions of dollars have been collected. And that number just keeps expanding, especially in the last couple of years as gun sales soared. Well, a couple of academics, one from Texas A&M and one from Ohio State, looked at this, and they're a little concerned. Because the original premise behind the tax was that all these guns, most of the guns that were sold in this country went to hunters. And, you know, a large percentage of people hunted, and therefore most of the people that were paying the tax on these guns were hunting, therefore hunters should pay to support conservation. Well, that mix, the mix of buyers, has of course changed over the years.
Sure.
And now, you know, the percentage of hunters in this country relative to the total number of gun buyers is far smaller. That is causing torqued panties among some people, because what that means is people who are buying handguns, ARs, God forbid, and other firearms that they believe have nothing to do with hunting,
right,
are still paying that. So these problematic firearms are going to support conservation. Now, you would think that anybody who is concerned about conservation in the U.S. would be happy to have the money come from anywhere, but this is presents a moral conundrum for these people. And it presents, as they say, moral and ethical concerns about the source of it. So the authors of this article are proposing to decouple at least partially firearm sales from conservation. And they say there are, you know, there are a variety of ways to do that. I mean, they could, because there are other people that are out there in the wilderness, birders, you know, hikers, people like that. There might be ways to enact what they call a backpack tax on equipment used for hiking and birding. So, you know, anytime you buy a Danner boot, you'll pay to, for conservation. And of course, they're just looking at the federal budget and trying to suck another $1.3 billion out of that.
Sure.
To add to that, because, you know, as we know, that's a bottomless.
Well, I want to ask a question, though. Like, when we're talking about tax money, right? Mm-hmm. Does any of that $247 million go into the general fund? And are they taking tax money at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for cigarette taxes and liquor taxes? I mean, do they even know where the money's coming from that fuels their budget?
Well, the excise tax, which is roughly 11%, if I'm remembering correctly, I think it's slightly different for ammo than it is for guns. That money is earmarked for conservation purposes. But one of the problems that these authors see in that is not only does this go to rehabilitate bird habitats and I don't know, fix rivers so that snail darters can still live there or whatever. But it also, they changed the law in, I think, 2020 to also allow for the construction of more and maintenance of shooting ranges around the country. And that's, of course, very problematic for these people as well, because that,
right,
in their book, encourages more people to shoot, more people to buy guns. Now, as things still currently stand, that means even more tax money going to preserve our environment and conserve wildlife habitats, which is, you know, not an entirely bad thing. But depends on your point of view, of course. Anyway, there are people out there who don't like the fact that all these people who are buying self-defense handguns these days, but that tax money is going to is somehow tainting the wilderness by with their dollars.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess it's not surprising because virtue signaling is the leftist way to seem compassionate, isn't it? This is all virtue signaling. We don't want to take those tainted $1 bills.
That's pretty much it. And what they're saying is, and here's right here, wildlife conservation is benefiting from the fear, racism, and sustained social conflict that drive gun sales. This raises a moral question. Is this the right way to fund conservation? Horrors.
I don't know. I would think if it needs funding, they would want to fund it with a good funding source. That would be my thought.
Everything that increases the cost of guns and ammunition, by definition, reduces the number of guns and ammunition that are sold. The more expensive it is, the fewer people that can afford it. You would think that they would be happy with that. Apparently not.
Well, you know, they do confuse themselves. I can only imagine how confusing it is to, like, can you imagine what it would be like to go to a meeting for the Violence Policy Council, if they actually have meetings, if they actually have people there? Because I've seen what happens when the Marxists get together. They all shout each other down because they're all little tin pot totalitarians. Coming up on the first break, Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Before we jump into this, how was your time in South Carolina?
It was wet, but it was nice. You know, it was good. We were at the Palmetto State Gathering.
Right.
It was a little muddy, but besides that, it was a good time was had by all. We were there before the public. There was a media day on Thursday before it was open to the public. I'm sure they had a lot of people. I know they had were expecting good crowds over the weekend, but I was just there on Thursday and left on Friday.
So what about all the other places you ended up going to?
Well, goodness, I was in Georgia and in Florida and in Alabama, yeah, the whole Southeast, different events. It's interesting. I spent time in Georgia, and they people there fully expect Georgia to be joining the Constitutional Carry Club here shortly. Bills have passed both the House and Senate there. They need to be reconciled. But the governor said he will sign it.
Right.
Once they do that, and of course, there's a bill on the Indiana governor's desk right now. And if he does nothing at all, constitutional carry becomes law tomorrow.
Right.
The only thing that's going to stop that is if he vetoes it.
But he's going to do. How do you feel about that? Looking at that guy who's not doing anything. So, do you think he's doing that for plausible deniability where, you know, what could I do? They put me in this place, even though he's like DeWine. He's a lot like DeWine.
I don't know him. I don't know anything about him, but it just would seem to be a totally gutless move to just let it become law without his signature and then claim, you know, when somebody criticizes them and say, well, I didn't sign it, you know, it just happened, you know, I got it, sat on my desk and I forgot about it. Oops, there it is. Well, now I don't know that he's going to do that, but it seems to me that if the bill's on your desk, you ought to at least take a position on it. Either you're for it or you're against it.
Right.
You should either sign it or veto it. Personally, I don't care as long as it becomes law. That's a good thing. Assuming that Indiana is added to the list and Georgia is as well, that brings us to half the state. And we will have added a couple of large population states. Georgia's got, what, almost 11 million people, and I think Ohio's about 12 million people.
Right. Let's think about this, though. Now, Ohio, that guy signed it because he's in trouble in his reelection. In Georgia, that guy will sign it because he's in trouble in his reelection.
Yes, he is.
And in Indiana, the entirety of the Republican Senate conference seemed to do their very level best to sabotage that.
Oh, see, so, I wasn't following that process. I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah, the Speaker of the Senate or the Majority Leader of the Senate, whatever her name is, she had a bunch of secret meetings to try to put the kibosh to it. And then the Senate became aware of that, and they snatched it out of her committee to force a vote on it that way. Yeah, it's...
Well, we're not unfamiliar with that here in Texas. you know, the lieutenant governor here was no fan of constitutional carry.
Right.
And if it had been left up to him, we still wouldn't have it. But, you know, the governor spoke out for it. And it became a political snowball rolling down the hill, and he didn't want to get in front of that, and didn't want to stand in the way of it becoming, publicly stand in the way of it becoming law. So he was smart enough or savvy enough to get behind it and pretend that, oh yeah, it was worth it for it all along. Anyway, we've got it. But the point is, we've added some very large population. In addition now, having all, soon to have, I hope, 25 constitutional carry states, half the country. We've
right.
added some very big population states. And, of course, you know, I mentioned the other two. Texas has 30 million people. So these are now, this isn't anymore, this isn't states like Vermont. Vermont and Montana and Wyoming. Nothing wrong with those states at all, but those are, you know, fairly sparsely populated states. We now have some of the states with some of the biggest cities in the country now enjoying constitutional carry that we've added, you know, in addition to, of course, you know, Arizona, Missouri, you know, so you've got St. Louis, Kansas City, and you've got Phoenix, and soon to be hopefully Atlanta, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and of course here in Texas, you know, Houston, fourth biggest city in the country, and Dallas and San Antonio as well. So
I'd like to know what that breaks down to on a county-wide basis, because we got to have more counties that are constitutional carry than we do not at this point.
I would expect that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, it'll just be nice to hit the 25 state number. And it'll no longer be some sort of fringe movement that people can just wave off.
It's a fringe movement. You don't want no state vetting of people if they carry a gun, Dan.
Yeah, it's great. And we've seen, of course, as these latest states have come up and we get closer to half the states being constitutional carry, we see more in the media, more reaction in the media, people freaking out about it. CNN ran some articles a couple weeks ago, and other large, you know, the Cleveland Plain Dealer just threw a hissy fit, when, DeWine signed it there. So yeah, the media is just not happy at all about the, continued march of constitutional carry.
Isn't it sad? So sad to think about the media out there virtue signaling. You should put together, you and your other blogosphere kindred, you guys should put something together where you go, we're going to invite the New York Times to arrange, Dave.
Hey, they have an open invitation. We'd be happy to take them.
They just have to cross over into Ohio, right, where it's constitutional carry. And they could have whatever gun they, and then they could shoot it. And then I want to hear how many of them, I don't remember which guy did it, but a guy got out there and shot an AR-15. He's like, I have PTSD now. Hang on for me. I've got too much in the conversation. Wrapped up talking to Dan. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's not walking anything back after his weekend comment that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The president insists he's not calling for a regime change in Moscow.
I was expressing the more outrage I felt toward the way Putin is dealing and the actions of this man. Just brutality.
Biden adding that he's not concerned that his comments would escalate tensions over the war in Ukraine. The United Nations is demanding an investigation about alleged mistreatment of prisoners of war. The UN wants both Russia and Ukraine to launch probes. This comes after a video showed Ukrainian soldiers appearing to shoot those who were reportedly Russian prisoners. A senior Ukrainian presidential advisor on Sunday promised an investigation into what happened. USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms.
Teachers will be protected against someone from on high, whether in a bureaucracy or in a school board, telling them that they need to do gender bread man, or telling them that they need to talk about things like transgender to a first or second grader.
The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences says it condemns the actions of Will Smith during Sunday night's Oscars and will launch a formal review of his slapping of presenter Chris Rock. Smith slapped Rock after the comedian made a joke about Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Smith later won the Best Actor Award. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to talk about this, and I'm going to make a prediction to you. I think somebody's going to take George Soros out one day soon. I think he's going to become a hunted man when somebody's victim, when all the critical thinking is done, and some guy that's out on the street shouldn't be out on the street because of somebody he funded, I think they will hunt him. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to go gunning for them. I certainly hope not. I mean, number one, I think he probably has sufficient security protecting him. I mean, he certainly can afford that.
Sure.
And you know, we don't advocate any illegal activity ever.
Oh, I wasn't advocating it. I just think that's going to happen.
Oh, I know you were. I know you were. But I mean, I'm just hoping that nothing like that happens. But yeah, I see you're referring to the story on what's going on in Chicago. Yeah, the Illinois legislature enacted a new bill to release criminals early who have been quote unquote rehabilitated to make a petition for resentencing, and prosecutors can look at cases and nominate these people, select these people for what's called the resentencing initiative. And Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox, who's one of the many Soros-backed prosecutors all around the country, has done that and has picked some very interesting candidates to be released from prison. People with long felony records, multiple felonies, people who have shot people, people who have committed violent crimes, including one guy who invaded a home and shot a 63-year-old woman. Another who committed some sort of violent robbery or something like that. But these are not people, these aren't like nonviolent drug offenders, you know, who may have run afoul of a three strikes and you're out thing, you know, and never caused anyone else harm, or somebody who maybe committed financial crimes or something like that. She's picked people with long rap sheets who have hurt people, one of which who committed a felony, I think, within a week or two of being released after a prior felony conviction, you know, and he served his time. So these are not good people all the time. And how Prosecutor Fox identified these individuals as good candidates for resentencing, is a mystery.
Well, I mean, I thought there was some sort of under what auspice are they saying we can unilaterally decide to release these people? That these guys are in jail according to a judge. Do they not have to go before a judge and have some sort of a hearing to try to get them out of there?
I don't know what the process is in Illinois, but I know they passed a law which allows prosecutors to petition for resentencing. And I'm not sure what the function is. I don't know who then reviews those requests, those petitions, and then approves or denies them. I'm not sure how that works in Illinois. I just know that, you know, as John Bach wrote in this article, three of the people that Prosecutor Fox has nominated for this process and has proposed for resentencing are multiple-time felons who have committed violent crimes.
It just makes me wonder because, I mean, this resentencing initiative, right? That's also something she can unilaterally just start.
Well,
there's a law. I say, okay, there's a law passed by J.B. Pritzker. Okay.
It was signed into law by him. You know, the legislature passed it. Governor Pritzker signed it into law, and she's allowed to nominate. Now, once she nominates individual inmates for resentencing, in effect, release, I think, I don't know how that what happens then. I don't know if there's some board or group or individual who then reviews those nominations and then passes on them or not. Again, I'm not familiar enough with the process in Illinois. I just know that when it came to, now that this law is in effect, she looked through the Illinois criminal population and picked out these sterling individual.
Yeah, I'm looking at the mugshots. I would buy Girl Scout cookies from those guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see them knocking on my door.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying not to, I try to keep an open mind about appearance and everything else and not judge the book by the cover. But, you know, like one of these supposedly 6'4", 300 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, these are some dangerous people. There's a Larry Frazier guy who broke into some 63-year-old woman's apartment, told he's going to kill her, and there was a struggle for a gun, and he tried to shoot her, ended up shooting himself, There's another guy, a guy who committed a violent robbery and injured a victim. And again, these are all multiple offenders. These are not one-time deals,
right?
Where a guy got drunk and committed a crime. These are people who've been in, you know, this Roland Reyes, as a career robber and burglar, sentenced to 30 years in 2008 for an aggravated robbery during which the victim was injured. These people, these are people who have had multiple runs with the law, multiple convictions, multiple felony, and that you wouldn't think that these would be the first people under this new law that prosecutors would look at and say, yeah, this is who we want to turn back out on the street.
I read something, and I think it was in Harris County, Texas. Your neck of the woods, I think.
Yeah, it's Houston.
And the because of early release programs or easy bail programs or whatever, they could count 150 plus people that have been killed by these guys that were out on the street when they probably shouldn't have been. Are you aware of that?
I've heard about that. I don't know the details of their particular release program, but as we've seen, I mean, there've been studies for years and years that the recidivism rate is somewhere around 80%+ for convicted felons.
Right.
People aren't able to turn their lives around. They're put in jail, they serve their time, but when they get out, they tend to, more often than not, reoffend and commit more crimes. Not everybody, but it does happen.
Yeah. Hang on for me. Got caught up in the conversation again. You're too interesting, Dan. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from he's the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this was an article put out there here recently by John Bach, but I just can't resist this one. Canada has decided to extend their AR-15 amnesty. How many AR-15s do they have?
I don't know the number. But Canada has not had a stellar record with their gun control proposal. They tried to register all their long guns about a decade ago and built some convoluted bureaucratic process for about $1 billion, I think it was, and it didn't work, and they finally scrapped it all. And then a few years ago, after some guy went crazy and killed a bunch of people, dressed up like a cop, stole a cop car, maybe decked his own car out to look like a police car, drove around through, I want to say, Nova Scotia and shot all kinds of people. Justin Trudeau used that crisis as an opportunity to outlaw so-called assault-style weapons in Canada. They set a deadline for the end of April for a buyback program, a mandatory buyback program to grab all these guns. And all Canadians who had the covered guns, and I'm not sure, again, how many there were and what besides AR-15s might have been covered under the law, but people had to either turn them into the government through this buyback system or have them rendered inoperable. The only problem was Canadians couldn't come up with a system for this buyback program. They never came up with a process. I don't know if they have even arrived at the number of the amounts they were going to pay people. I'm sure it was inadequate compared to the value of the guns. So they were coming up on this, and gun owners were not exactly lining up to have their guns rendered inoperable, and there was no way to sell them. So the Prime Minister extended this abortive process by at least 18 months now, into 2024, I think it is. And they'll see if they can get their act together by then. That, of course, 18 months is an eternity in politics, and who knows what could happen then. I mean, after the authoritarian display he put on during the truckers' protest there, I can't imagine. That his approval ratings are wonderful. So who knows what's going to happen in the next election, whenever that happens, and whether the other party in Canada, the more right-leaning party, would be willing to try to scrap the gun ban. Who knows what's going to happen? But again, judging by their success or lack thereof in registering long guns, a lot of people don't have much hope or faith in the Canadian government's ability to make this thing work in any way.
Can he be the prime minister forever?
I think he could be. I don't think there's any term limits on being elected. Churchill was elected off and on a number of times in England, and I think Canada's parliamentary system works very much the same way.
Right.
So, I don't think there are any term limits like we have.
Well, by the same token, even Churchill got turned out in time.
Yes, he did.
And
as always, yeah.
Yes, and this is the thing about Canada. If they keep this cat in place after what he did with the truckers, then they probably deserve whatever they get.
Well, yeah, I mean, as we've said so many times and seen, and we're seeing right now, elections have consequences.
Right.
And if you're going to elect somebody, like Prime Minister Zoolander, you're going to get the kind of government you deserve. And
right.
Canadians are very much seeing that. Then again, I expect that Canadian gun owners are going to be very much like gun owners in New York and California and New Zealand and other places, and choose not to participate in these gun control schemes.
Right.
What's happened in all of these locations when people have been either required to register or turn in outlawed guns, they just don't do it. And I'm sure the Canadians, as nice as they are purported to be, are not in any hurry to participate in Prime Minister Trudeau's gun grabbing scheme.
Well, I don't know. After what he did, I know that the leftists around here are salivating, trying to be the next Trudeau. I need to see. I would be very gratified to see the Canadian people rise up in righteous rage and turn that idiot out.
Well, you would expect to see something like that given what Canadians have seen. You're seeing it down here. I mean, look at Biden's poll. They're not good. He seems to hit a new low in approval rating every time they take a new poll every couple of weeks. Something like 60% disapproval right now.
Yeah.
Given everything that's going on. So
it makes me wonder about the other 40%.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a lot of people consider to be a 50-50 country. We're very narrowly divided on virtually every issue. But when so many things turn in the wrong direction at the same time in the last year and a half, that starts to persuade an awful lot of people, especially those in the middle, who are the ones who tend to decide elections, to go one way or the other. And a whole lot of them are going not the president's way.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of shifts in the various ethnicities that the Democrats have always courted, and they're going the way of the Republicans now. They've actually taken a look at things, and they're thinking for themselves, but I don't know.
A lot of that here in Texas.
Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors, the one that Bill Murray was in?
Long ago.
Yeah. Remember the Bill Murray character runs in there and wants to get his teeth drilled without... Because he's a glutton for pain, right? Anybody that approves of this president's job, the way he's performing his job, they are the 21st century Bill Murray from Little Shop of Horrors. They enjoy pain.
It's hard to look at the way things are going right now and say, you know, this is a good thing. Things are going in the right direction.
Not at all. I mean, looking at New York City, the only thing New York City has going for it right now is they still have fallout shelters. That's what they got.
They never come to that.
That's all they got. Well, this president, you know, he might be. He's pretty inept at dealing with these guys. He doesn't know how to handle the Ruskies and such. But, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Glad you're back back at the job, back in the saddle, and maybe you'll come to South Carolina near my neck of the woods next time.
Hope so.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. Very prolific website when it comes to the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.